Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
Mentioned a little bit earlier on, it's one of those quintessential sounds, the postie bike coming along. And for many, many years, it was the vehicle of choice for people who probably couldn't afford a bigger motorbike. But over the last 10 years, having a postie bike has become very, very trendy. And a lot of things are happening. And this weekend, it is huge. If you love your postie bikes, the Postie Bike Grand Prix, it will be amazing. Cessnock is the venue. Charlie McLennan. Charlie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Fabulous. And for that period of time, if you had a 110 step through for many, many years, it's a case of, oh, can't you afford a real bike? But they have become so popular. They're so much fun. And this is just one of the great events. Is it going to be bigger and better this year?
It will be bigger and better this year. It cost us about $90,000 to stage the event. And this year we've opened up two areas for food stalls, market stalls and everything like that. We've got a bridge that Sam's Mining Service has built and donated for us to get from one of the market and VIP areas into the pits as well. We generally get, like the first year we had about 10,400 with the official numbers of spectators, so we're looking to, last year was bigger again, and this year we're looking to increase those numbers yet again.
You probably heard the announcement when they said the V8 supercars were coming to the Newcastle CBD and Foreshore area and probably thought, oh, big deal, we've had a street circuit in Cessnock for a long, long time.
Yeah, they actually announced that the day of our media launch.
Oh, no.
That was good on them for doing that. That's great. You know, more things for the area. So, like, these events, you know, like we, Cessnock Motorcycle Club are the hosts of this one, and we've got, you know, some pretty big names that have come on board to sponsor, and this year's one is Cessnock Mitsubishi, who have got the naming rights for it, and it's because of the local businesses that sponsor, such as Cessnock Mitsubishi and Lovett's Earth Moving, Ray White Cessnock, Chris Watson Motorcycle, Central Coast Harley and Peterson's Hotel. They're all the big players that, you know, donate thousands of dollars into this to help this get off the ground and run this event for the community.
Yeah, the reality of it is that these things don't happen free of charge, and it does take not only a lot of volunteer time but also a lot of money, because some things just can't be donated. They do have to be paid for. One of the things I love about this, it's such a family-friendly event, though. If you're sitting there thinking, oh, I'd like to go and have a look, what are the kids going to do? Maybe some of the ladies' husbands aren't into postie bikes, but there's so much happening in Cessnock over that event, isn't there?
There is a lot happening over that event. Like we have kids' amusement rides and that as well down there, as well as a lot of market areas and things like that. We have a trade stall alley and things like that. With the New South Wales Police, the VRA and the RFS are all there, they continue to support us every year, as do the Hunter Resource Recovery and Cessnock TAFE, which is the bulk of it. Like where people go to spectate, there's a few areas within the TAFE grounds they can come and set up gazebos and things like that. And there's plenty of food vans and things like that for people to get food and drinks and stuff like that as well. We've got some fantastic kids face painting and that going on as well, and airbrush tattooing and all that. There's lots to see and do. We have grid girls walking around selling raffle tickets. They can win a little CR50 mini bike.
Yeah.
So we've got all these prizes all get donated as well. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's huge, and it's getting bigger and bigger every year, as you said. One of the things I love about it, it is real equity, because, as I understand it, the only modification you can make to the standard CT110 postie bike is your choice of tyres.
That's it. It's got to be a standard 110, and the horsepower is like 6 at the flywheel. So, yeah, we try to keep it on a level playing field. So, you know, like the everyday person who are riding in the event, you know, they may not be professional riders, but they'll be up against professional riders, that sort of creates a little bit of excitement for everyone.
Yeah, it's going to be a great weekend. The weather looks like it's going to be okay as well, so it's safe to say Cessnock's biggest sporting event of the year.
Yeah, I would definitely say it's Cessnock's biggest sporting event of the year, and, you know, like, we believe that the town needs more community-orientated events like this. It brings the community together. It people come into town and support the local business, and you know, it's a win-win situation for everybody in the town.
Well, it may not be the Australian MotoGP, but it comes a very close second. Charlie, thanks for your time this morning.
No worries. Thanks so much.
Make your way to Cessnock this weekend. The Postie Bike Grand Prix, bigger and better this year. And if you're maybe thinking that you'd like to get involved, it's a relatively inexpensive way. Get involved in
2NURFM 103.7.